Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's good. Worship was good today. Reminded that Yeshua is the King of the Kingdom. We call out for His kingdom to come. His will be done. And He breaks every chain. Hallelujah. Welcome, dear ones, to Lots of Love Ministries. So glad you have chosen to join us. Today's message is a powerful warning and exhortation. Before we jump into it, let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning recognizing our deep need for you. We confess that so often we rely on our own strength, our own resources, and forget that every good thing comes from your hand. As we open your word together, we ask that you would soften our hearts and open our eyes. Lord, help us to see ourselves as you see us. Not as the world sees us, and not as we wish to appear. Give us humility to receive your correction and courage to respond to your love. May your spirit move among us, refining our faith, clothing us in your righteousness, and giving us true sight. Let everything that happens in this service draw us closer to you. We want to hear your voice and receive all that you have for us. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Revelations 3:17-19 says, "For you say, I am rich, I have made myself wealthy, and I need nothing. But you do not know that you are miserable and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy for me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white clothes that you may dress yourselves, so the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed. And eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent." Today's message is titled, Buying What Only Yeshua Can Give. There's a deception that's deadlier than outright rebellion. It's the calm, comfortable feeling we've got everything we need. That's what Yeshua is confronting in Revelation 3, the illusion of self-sufficiency. Laodicea was a wealthy city. Its citizens prided themselves on their resources. Banking, textiles, and a famous eye salve. Yeshua isn't just picking random metaphors here. He's speaking right to their strengths. You say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. But Yeshua sees deeper. He says, you don't realize you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. There's a difference between what we think we are than what God knows we are. So here's the offer he's making. Says, buy from me. Buy from me. But here's the heart of the passage. Yeshua doesn't leave us in our poverty. He invites us to come and buy from him. What is he offering to sell? Really, he's not offering to sell, as we'll learn. But he's saying, buy from me gold refined by fire, white clothes, and eye salve. Laodicea had gold, but Yeshua says, buy from me gold refined by fire so you may be rich. What's he talking about? It's faith tested and purified. Peter uses the same image in 1 Peter 1:7. Your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire. So how do we buy this gold? We give up our trust in ourselves, our achievements, our status, our bank accounts. We come to Yeshua empty-handed, admitting we can't make ourselves truly rich. We accept trials and suffering as God's refining fire, not as punishment, but as the way he purifies our faith. We invest in what lasts, our relationship with Yahweh, obedience, loving others, generosity. We let go of what the world calls riches and cling to Christ. We gain wealth that can't be lost. It's easy to say that we trust the Lord when everything's going well. But what happens when that bank account disappears? What happens when we get sick? What happens when we start having relationship problems? Are we going to complain, try to solve the problem in our own strength? Are we going to trust in the Lord? Are we going to run to him and say, Lord, you see what's happening, but I know your promises and I trust you. You will get me through this. When we let go of what the world calls riches and cling to Christ, then we can gain, cannot be lost. True wealth. True wealth. Matthew 6, 19 to 21, Yeshua tells us, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Second thing he tells us to buy are white clothes. White clothes cover our shame. What clothes are these? The Laodicea community was famous for its black wool. But Yeshua says, buy white clothes so you can cover your nakedness. White clothes in Revelation always stands for righteousness. Not our own, but the righteousness Yeshua gives. Our best efforts leave us spiritually exposed. Only Christ can cover our shame. Isaiah 64:5 in the Tree of Life version tells us, for all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteousness is like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities carry us away like the wind. So how do we buy these white clothes? We admit our sin and stop pretending we're fine. We trust that Yeshua's death and resurrection provides forgiveness and a new start. We keep coming back to him for cleansing. There is power in the blood. Have you been to the blood? Fountain that flows to wash our sins away. We used to sing songs about that. We need to go back to singing those songs again. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. We put off our old ways, lying, pride, bitterness, unforgiveness, etc. All that stuff. And put on Christ's character, which is humility, compassion, purity, and forgiveness. This is actually a big theme in the New Testament. Here are some key scriptures that support the idea of putting off the old ways and putting on the character of Messiah. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Colossians 3:8-10 and 12-14. But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Romans 13, 12 through 14 says, the night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Yeshua Messiah and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore, if anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. In Matthew 6, 14 through 15, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It's something that I want to talk about here. We go back to Colossians 3, 8 through 10, 12 through 14. This thing says, but now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. This obscene talk from your mouth, it's very distressing to me that in this day and age, past few churches I've attended, people in the church, whether even in the church building or not, have obscene talk coming out of their mouth. They think it's okay to use what is society calls bad words, curse words. But here we're told that we need to put that away. We need to go back to what the Bible says. A Christian should be speaking differently than the world. But we get used to watching these TV shows that are full of this bad language. And it's being planted into our spirits. And it's being told to our psyche that it's okay. This is just the way people talk. And then we start talking like that. Garbage in, garbage out is what I was growing up being taught. So let's stop putting garbage in. Let's be more careful about what we watch on TV. I know I am. I'm watching more Christian movies and things that are more positive, you know, more YouTube teachings from godly people, YouTube videos that are where they have the talk, they're talk shows. They have people, guests on who have experiences in coming out of darkness and coming into the light of Yeshua. And they're teaching us, this is the devil's ways, this is God's ways. We need to learn the difference and be walking in God's ways. We need to put on the white garments, the righteousness of Yeshua, clothed in his righteousness. If we're in his presence and realizing that we are walking in him and with him, how can we do these things? How can we watch this kind of garbage on TV? How can we watch things that pollute our spirit? Remember, Yeshua is there. You want Yeshua watching that? What's coming out of your mouth? You want Yeshua to hear that? Remember, he hears everything you say. He sees everything you do. Let's clothe on righteousness, right standing with God. Let's not imitate the things of the world. Let's be like Yeshua. I have to say, I don't think Yeshua would be using F bombs and GDs and even the SH word in if he was alive today. He wouldn't be using that kind of language. Come on, people. Clean up your mouths. But remember, it's not about earning, but about receiving. He's offering us what we can't manufacture. That's why we need him. We don't keep the law in our own strength. He writes the law on our hearts, and it becomes our very nature. If you don't have that nature to do what is right and to obey God's ways, you need to go back to the Lord and repent. Maybe get baptized again. Maybe the first time you didn't know what you were doing and you didn't realize you were being born again, a new creation. Old things have passed away. New things have come. You have a new nature. Just repent, get baptized, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Clothed in his righteousness. And the last thing he offered them was eye salve. Laodicea made eye ointment, but Yeshua says they're blind. Are you blind? Try the eye salve the Lord is offering you today. He offers true sight. So how do we buy this eye salve? We ask Yeshua to open our eyes to see ourselves, others, and Yeshua truthfully. And the most important thing is we got to see ourselves right. Let's be honest with ourselves about ourselves. Let's not always try to see everybody else's faults. Let's shine the light on our own heart, our own actions, and be honest. You know, back in the 80s, they came up with the slogan, "What would Jesus do?" Be honest. What would Jesus do? If you're doing whatever you're doing, is that something Yeshua would do? Bible tells us what he would do. He tells us what is expected of us. Read your Bible. Learn the character of Yeshua. His ways. And then be honest. Are your ways like his ways? Whether or not, repent. Change your ways. Pray, search me, God, and know my heart. See if there is any offensive way in me. We let the Holy Spirit and the written word correct our blind spots. Read your Bible. Study it under the guidance of Holy Spirit. Many fall for erroneous teaching and false doctrines because they don't know what the Bible says. Or they don't know the character of God because they haven't spent time with Him. They haven't read the book to learn His ways. We must become like the Bereans who are commended for searching the scriptures daily to see what Paul taught was truth. I always tell you not to just take my word for anything I teach, but check it out for yourself. Be a Berean. You will hear me say that all the time. I'm not perfect either. I have to search the scriptures daily myself. I have to remind myself. Yesterday, I wrote a message on Malachi 2 because it came up in my studies. And I learned some stuff that I never knew was there before. I didn't remember seeing that there in the scriptures before, and it jumped off the page at me. So I had to write a message, which I'll be preaching here soon. It's so awesome when you read your Bible daily and the truth, the revelation just jumps off the page, and you learn new things about the one who created us, our Lord and Savior, his plan for salvation. It's awesome. You get to know him and his ways better. You know how to live for him, and you can be obedient because you know what it is you're supposed to obey. You can hear his voice. We must stay teachable, willing to have our assumptions challenged and our hearts exposed. We have been taught so much error. How much error? There's a lot of tradition and false teaching in the church today. And we're only going to recognize that if we study the Bible for ourselves under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, where He can teach us, He can guide us. That's what He's here for. The Bible tells us that He's your guide, your teacher, your comforter, your ever-present help in time of trouble. He's there for all, He's everything you need. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Read your Bible every day. Study it. I mean, you don't have to read a lot. Take one verse and then meditate on it all day. Talk to the Holy Spirit about it. Dig deep into that. What is the Lord speaking to you through that verse? Your spiritual sight comes when we let Yeshua diagnose and heal our spiritual blindness. We are all spiritually blind in some areas. Nobody has 100% truth. Trust me, not me, not the pastor that you also listen to. If you're listening to me online and you go to a different church, your pastor's not perfect. I'm not perfect. No human being is perfect. No human being has all the truth. Only Yeshua has it. So we must listen to His Spirit and let His Spirit open our eyes to see the truth that we need for each and every day. But how do we buy these things? Irony is, we buy by admitting we can't pay. Isaiah 51 says, come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Yeshua paid the price. Our part is to recognize our need, repent, and receive. Yeshua says, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. His rebuke isn't rejection. Dear one, listen to me. If you're being rebuked by the Lord, that's His love. He loves you too much to leave you in your fallen state, your poverty, your erroneous mindset. He's calling you back to Himself. Be zealous. Don't just feel bad, but turn around. Repent and let Him give you what only He can. You know, repent is not just saying you're sorry, but it's making a 180. If you're going one direction, you turn the opposite and go the opposite direction. If you're on one path, you get on His path. It's changing direction. That's what repentance is. And He will help get you back on the path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is Yeshua's invitation. Let go of self-sufficiency. Come to Him for real wealth, a clean heart, and open eyes. Not about worldly success, but spiritual reality. He rebukes, but only because He loves. He calls us not to settle for less, but to receive everything He died to give. And He came that we might have life and life to the full. Some versions say abundant life. That doesn't sound like poverty to me. That poverty mindset has got to go. If that is your desire, if you would like to accept His invitation today, pray this prayer after me. Lord, reveal where I'm blind to my own need. Burn away my pride. Clothe me with your righteousness. And give me true sight. Thank you for loving me enough to correct me. And come to you empty-handed. to receive what only you can give. I mean, if you're listening today and you've never been born again, according to scriptures, you've never truly repented, been baptized in the name of Yeshua for the forgiveness of your sins, and received the gift of the Holy Spirit as described in Acts 2:38, this invitation is for you. The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is not just a tradition or a ritual. It's a promise from God Himself. It's how we step from spiritual death into new life. It's how we go from being lost to being found, from trying to do things on our own to receiving everything we need from Yeshua. If you feel the Lord tugging at your heart, don't ignore it. Today can be the start of your new life in Yeshua. If you live in Bay County, Florida, or the surrounding areas, and you'd like to be baptized, I would be honored to help you take that step. All you need to do is send an email to me at lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Once again, that email is lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. We'll talk, pray together, and set up a time for you to be baptized in the name of Yeshua. If you're not local but still have questions or need prayer, please reach out to me as well. Wherever you are, Yahweh's promise is for you. And I can help you find someone in your area who believes in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Don't wait. Yeshua is calling you. Invitation is open. Come and receive new life. Amen. Now as you go, I declare over you today that the doors of heaven are open, and the Spirit of the living God is moving in your life right now. Every place of emptiness, every place of longing, every hidden wound, may the breath of Yahweh bring healing and restoration. Where there has been confusion, let clarity come. Where there has been fear, let courage arise. Where there has been lack, may provision flow in abundance. I speak breakthrough over your family, peace over your mind, and purpose into your days. May the love of Yeshua surround you, His wisdom guide you, and His power sustain you. As you walk forward, may old chains be broken and new doors be opened. The Lord Himself goes before you and is your rear guard. In the name of Yeshua, receive the fullness of His blessing now. And this week, may there be shalom in your home.